or an old, any old fashioned terms you might know of.
Old maid.
What would you call her?
Old fashioned. A woman teacher.
Have you heard of any more?
School miss or school madam.
A preacher that's not really trained doesn't have a regular pulpit. He preaches on Sunday here and there and makes his living doing something else. If he isn't very good at preaching, you'd call him a what kind of preacher?
Jack-legged preacher.
What else have you heard of?
Shade tree.
Your mother or father introduces you to his brother and sister and says, this is what? If your mother introduces you to his, to her sister, I'll say, she says, this is
my son or my sister.
No, your mother introduces you to her sister and she introduces you to your brother. To her brother.
This is your uncle.
Do you happen to know the wife of Abraham? It's a girl's name began with S. And Sally's a nickname for it. If your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him. I say your family name was Williams, and your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him what?
Will.
Well, you'd call him what? Call your father's brother.
Call him,
And your last name was William, or his name was William.
Uncle William.
What his name was, you say mm-hmm. Uncle, so. The commander of the Army of Northern Virginia was?
General Lee.
The old gentleman who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Colonel Sanders.
What do they call the man in charge of a ship?
Captain.
Did you use that title in other situations? Or do you?
Well, like the boss man, you call him captain, like where he'd be working for.
The man who presides over the county court, how do you address him?
The judge.
A boy or girl in school is a what?
Student.
What about in college? Would you call him the same? High school?
Mm.
What about grade school? Can you think of a name that you'd use other than student or grade school? In elementary school?
Pupil.
A woman in an office who handles the boss's mail, schedules his appointments and so forth is his what?
Secretary.
A woman who appears in plays or movies is?
Extra.
When you're thinking about the problems other countries have, you're glad you're
an American.